Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week to talk about the NFL is my dad. Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Good.
Great.
Yeah, you ready for the World Series?
Yeah, as well as I'm going to be. Disappointed in the Dodgers not winning, but...
That's it for the manager there, Donnie Baseball. Back to Indiana for him.
Now, from what it seems like, they're taking a little bit more control of the staff. They got rid of his bench coach, Trey Hillman,
right.
And they got rid of somebody else, I forget who. So I think they're trying to take a little bit more control over his staff, which usually happens. You see that a lot. I think they'll hold on to him. This is the first time that Dodgers made the playoffs under Mattingly in his 3 years, and they haven't made the playoffs since, I think, 2009.
Oh, and I'm thinking that they're looking to nudge him out the door.
Well, I think they're going to give him one more shot under their circumstances, where they're going to, like I said, I think they're going to take a little bit more control. Maybe they feel Mattingly, you know, he might not be good enough to lead them to a World Series championship, let alone a World Series itself. So maybe they're going to, maybe they'll get like a, Don Zimmer or, you know, somebody, a well-respected bench coach for him. I think he's going to be okay, but I know that Leland is not going to be the Tigers manager anymore.
Right, but he still works for the organization.
They like him, him and Dave Dombrowski, who's the...
Right. Does that mean they owe him money? That's why they say that. Mm. He's still working here.
No, because he's the type of guy who's perhaps day-to-day baseball is not for him.
Oh, really?
Well, you know.
I'm not sure he's 70, though. He's not that old, is he?
He famously smokes like a pack a day, so
really?
He might. Oh yeah, it was a big thing before and after pretty much every game. He smokes and
And your grandfather's 94 and he smokes.
Well, I guess there's just some really good genes out there, I suppose. but Detroit's gonna need a new manager, and Cincinnati just actually got their new manager.
Who is?
He was the pitching coach. Brian Price.
Brian Price?
Brian
P-R-Y-C-E?
P-R-I-C-E. Well, he was hired as their pitching coach a couple years ago.
Right.
And he did well. I mean, their pitching staff is really good.
Don't catchers make better...
That's what they say, because they can do both pitching and hitting.
Right.
Because they have two jobs. One as a catcher for the pitcher, so they kind of work very closely with the pitchers.
Defense
as well, and then also
hitting
because they hit too,
right?
So
in your lifetime, best hitting catcher, your lifetime,
in my lifetime, Mike Piazza.
Yeah.
Technically, right. I was alive when Johnny Bench played like a year or two, but
Barra is alive, but that doesn't count because you never saw him.
I never saw him live. I saw Mike Piazza live a lot. And
you always felt like you had a shot with Mike. I liked him.
Oh, he was amazing. He was amazing to watch, and to have him as a Met was just amazing.
Yeah, it was a gift. It really was. One of the few trades that worked out.
Yeah.
Is that a trade? What did they give up for him?
They gave up Preston Wilson.
Oh, that was Smokey's adopted son.
That's right, and he did well for a couple of years in Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was tough to really think about, wait, we gave him up? But to think who we gave him up for.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, it always works that way.
It does, especially because, if you compare the two, Preston Wilson and Mike Piazza, Preston Wilson, I do not believe he could have gotten the Mets to the playoffs, let alone the World Series.
No.
But Mike Piazza.
Right.
Brian Price, he was a minor league pitcher for the Mariners and the Angels. Never broke into the big leagues.
Right. But, a lot of times these guys are competitors. Leland was that way. He never broke big.
Yeah.
But he said it it's a competitor in you. Like, when you have that opportunity, you just keep going with it.
Yeah, and he was a catcher. Catchers making the best managers.
There you go.
I mean, I'm interested, to watch the World Series because it's the World Series, but I'm a little nervous because I'm sick of St. Louis, the Cardinals. I would like the Red Sox to win because I don't... Of all the teams in Boston, and I know the Boston-New York rivalry, but there's only one team in the New England area I hate, and that's the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah. All the, like,
Well, you can't like the Bruins, can you?
Eh.
You could.
Yeah, it's kind of... Nice
looking uniform.
A nice looking uniforms, classic, and an original six.
True.
You know, it's hard to...
Hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito, Ray Bourque. It's hard to, you know, I could hate the Canadiens, the Montreal Canadiens, a lot easier than I could the Boston Bruins.
Right.
And, you know, I have no problem with the Celtics. Again, just like with hockey. Hockey and basketball are very similar.
Well, how did it come to the Toronto Maple Leafs? Why isn't it the Maple Leaves?
Because...
I don't know how that happened. It takes too much a room on the uniform, or they pay by the letter? What is it?
I'm going to guess that it is because if you represent the team as an individual, right, you are a Maple Leaf.
Oh.
So the same way, if I were a hockey player for the New York Rangers, I would say I am a New York Ranger. I wouldn't say I'm a New York Rangers.
Here's one of them. Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat. Yeah, that's not pluralized. You're not the Heat.
There's no plural. And there's another one in basketball.
The Orlando Magic.
There you go.
Magic, the Orlando Magic.
The Magic and the Heat. And they're both in Florida.
They're both in Florida. They're the only two Floridian basketball teams.
But I think of all the sports, I can't think of one that's not pluralized.
Just the Heat and Magic, it seems like.
Right.
That's interesting. It's interesting how those things work out. You know,
they need more of that.
Yeah. When teams start moving more and...
The L.A. Jaguars.
The L.A. Jaguars.
How does it sound? Does it have a nice sound?
It does. L.A. would be home to, if they keep the name Jaguars, they'd be home to two teams that, with their nicknames, don't represent the city. Remember the Los Angeles
Lakers?
The Lakers were from Minnesota. The reason they were called the Lakers is because it's the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, how many? You couldn't name one lake in Southern California.
I can't name one of the 10,000.
Right, exactly. So if the Jaguars, because, you know, there's no Jaguars out in...
Is that true?
I guess, but there's no Jaguars.
No, just older women, cougars.
Cougars. How about mountain lions? I know there's some mountain lions out in California. Well, speaking of football, did you catch the games this past week?
Oh, my God. Did you hear all these injuries that happened to key players?
Bradford's out.
But, you know, my man, Kellen, what's his name?
Kellen Clemens?
Yeah, he's the QB now. So, you know, these opportunities come to you every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But this could be the last chance saloon for him.
It's very likely. And already the rumors have been starting Tebow for the Rams.
Well, that is just horrible because Clemens, because, you know, what do you want that? What do they want to do that for? They don't think they can win?
Well, first of all, it's going to be tough because that division is topped by both the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Right.
So you're going to have to try to break through that. And
with Tebow?
I'm going to go on record and say they're not going to make the playoffs. I don't think I'm going too far out of...
No, heck no.
Exactly. So
how are they going to do it?
So
what are you trying to do? Keep fans in the seats?
You could. I mean, that place is lucky it sells out, if it sells out.
Right.
You know, it's not exactly the nicest dome in all of football.
Right.
You know, I could see them going for it. And you know what? I know, look, I'm not going to compare Tebow to McNair, but, you know, I could see Jeff Fisher.
No, please don't.
No, I know. But I could see Jeff Fisher going out trying to do something to help his offense.
Right.
Now, they're going to be using the running game anyway now because...
Without Steven Jackson.
Well, without Steven Jackson, but they've got a couple of good... they got a good guy in the backfield. I forget his name, but...
It doesn't matter, you're saying.
No.
They weren't going anywhere anyway.
No, they're not going anywhere.
Right. Now, what about Cutler? That's a bigger problem.
That's going to be a big one, but let's see how good...
Trustman?
Yeah. Let's see how good Trustman is a quarterback guru. Because the backup there.
Yeah, well, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
No, you can't, but you would hope that whoever you've got back there is, you know, has the ability to do something.
Well, they're going to be stuttering. That's going to be a problem. And you know what? The Lions, I thought they were going to do something against the Bengals. But the AFC seems to dominate the NFC. I wonder if that'll happen in the AFC domination in the Super Bowl, if that'll happen. Well, this year it seems like majority of games won between them is won by the AFC.
Yeah, that is true.
So the Lions, they look to stutter. And even though the seemingly, really hurt Packers, but they jumped up, put a lot of points on the board this week. You know, they could just win that division. I could see it happening. Minnesota is pathetic.
Minnesota's bad. If it wasn't for the Niners, I would say both wild cards would come out of the Central, but I doubt it.
Right.
So I think one of those three teams is not gonna make it. And if Cutler is out for a while, because Josh McCown is their backup, and he's nowhere near Cutler like.
No, of course not.
So if Cutler's going to be out a while, then it's very likely that they're probably going to be the odd team out.
Yeah, but then it's not only you're out a while, then you don't come back full speed. So what did you make of the Manning luck game? Did you watch that? That was exciting.
Yeah, I wasn't able to stay up too late into the second half of the game, but I mean the Colts. What I did see was a lot of the Colts' defensive players going down with injuries and getting out of the game. So there was a lot of.
They had 10 DBs on the roster for the game.
Yeah, and they pretty much needed all of them.
And they they really did slow up the routes. They changed it up on Manning. A lot of people use that as a blueprint on how to beat him.
Yeah,
still got to pull it off.
Yeah. And look, it's going to be hard for him if they host a playoff game in January. Look, he was just historically Peyton Manning. I love him as a player. I think he's great, and I'll always side with Manning in the Manning versus Brady debate.
Right.
But if you are historically bad in cold climates,
right,
why would you go to Denver? And
because it was made to win now, and they had a defense.
Yeah, and they're a good team. I mean,
but Fox is a great coach, too.
Yes, absolutely. And he has a lot of weapons. Welker and Decker and both Thomases. And
but it's funny how when he was in Carolina, right?
Fox, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, what, they didn't buy into his stuff, they faded. They were in the Super Bowl, weren't they?
They were. I think they rode that Jake Dahomey train a little bit too long.
Right. And yeah, he was reckless. He was, a little bit like Cutler. Reckless with the ball.
Right. But he was also an older quarterback.
Yeah, he wasn't the man.
Right. And then they didn't have a good enough backup. Or they didn't have the next one. I mean, he wasn't around for Cam Newton. I think he would have done.
But I think Elway, big influence on Manning.
Very similar quarterbacks. I mean, the only difference is Elway was at least, you would consider him mobile. Peyton is immobile.
True.
But they're both pocket passers. They've got tremendous deep touch, great leadership ability, and the ability to just carry a team. Elway didn't have much for a lot of his early Super Bowl runs. It was just him.
Oh, yeah, at his beginning of his career, we had a lot of failure. People thought he was a loser and couldn't win until Tyrell Davis carried the ball in that Super Bowl. That changed that up.
Absolutely.
Not a second one.
That's all it took. Manning at least had Edgerrin James for the beginning of his career.
Right.
And unfortunately, he just kept on running into a lot of one and outs in the playoffs.
True. Otherwise, we'd be talking about the Buffalo quarterback, four Super Bowls.
And four Super Bowls.
That means he won four championship games.
Actually, Kelly didn't even win one of them. Didn't Frank Reich start that? But I know the big comeback was not a championship game against the Oilers. But I think he started the following week. I think Kelly then started the Super Bowl. But
yeah, well, it doesn't matter. They lost them all, so people want to go to winner.
Now, I've often heard people say that it was a bigger accomplishment for them to go to four Super Bowls and lose than it was for them to go to four and win just one. Obviously, I think they would all like to win at least, would have liked to have won at least one of them.
Well, it's like people don't remember who's the vice president.
We're lucky we remember the losers of the Super Bowl. So what games are you looking forward to this week?
That's a good question. Who are the Redskins playing?
Washington, the Redskins are at Denver, and they're getting 12.
Right. The way that defense is, I can't see them being competitive.
No, I would have to agree with you there.
And, of course, Manning just coming off a loss. But that was their second road game. It's hard to win them both, and it's hard to cover the spread both.
Absolutely. Same thing happened with Seattle when they went to both Houston and Indy.
They're home this week?
Seattle?
Yeah.
Seattle's on the road at St. Louis for the Monday night game.
Yeah, well, St. Louis did well last year at home in the division.
Yes.
But I think that's going to be a bit much for them. I'm liking Seattle there.
Yeah. St. Louis is a 10.5-point underdog at home. With Bradford out, I can kind of buy that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big drop-off for them.
Big time.
Now, Philadelphia, they play who?
They're hosting the Giants, the now 1-6 Giants.
Right, they looked pretty bad, didn't they? Did you watch any of that game?
I checked out a little bit of it. I mean, Josh Freeman won the game for the Giants.
Yeah, by being inept.
You know, the only points they scored was on a punt return.
Right. Jacobs had one strong week, and they couldn't play the next.
And Peyton Hillis is back.
Yeah, but you don't have to stay up all night wondering what he's going to do. You can rest and tackle him in the morning. Because he's pretty much a straight-ahead, no-nonsense runner.
He's a freight train.
They don't last long in the league.
No, they don't. I like Peyton Hillis. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, and then the injuries, and he doesn't really have moves. Or...
He's straight ahead. Here I come, try and stop me.
He's like, ride the ball. So the guys have fun when he runs the ball. Defense, jumping on him. You know where to find him.
Yeah, exactly. Bottom of the pile.
You know, Atlanta's doing really poorly.
They are. I think it's just too many years trying to... You know, a lot of these teams, they're like, okay, we're built to win now, and then sometimes you just stay a little bit too long. Keep building. Okay, oh, we've made it this far. Let's try it again, but you don't have the proper restock.
You're not fresh.
No.
So you can't stay the same. It's true. In football, you get better or worse. You don't stay the same.
No.
And it just got better because nobody really expected anything out of them.
No, I was...
That defense is great. Now, do you see how they're doing that with the only two guys down on the defensive line?
Yeah.
So you don't know if those other guys standing up are coming or going.
Yeah.
And that's what New Orleans runs because they got connections to Ryan, right?
Well, it's, yeah. Rob's the defensive coordinator on there.
Right.
Rex is
right.
The coach.
And now you've got Buffalo doing that too.
Yeah.
Because they got the Mike Pettit connection there. That was last year's defensive coordinator.
And it makes sense because if now it's a speed league, and if your linebackers aren't going to, you know, they're not going to be the power, they're going to be the speed.
Some of these formations, they look like they're going to rush the middle hard. So the offense, that happened to Brady, you know, when you gear up for that on the inside and they sent the DB around the outside and for the sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's nice to see innovation in the league because it's all on offense today.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right.
That's great to watch. And who are the Jets playing?
The Jets are at Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's looking good. I don't think the Jets can go on the road and win that game.
Well, what is the line?
Right now, the Jets are getting 6.5.
Right. Because, well, you know, I kind of like the Jets there. I know people aren't buying into them, but I'm thinking of the success they've had with Sanchez and the Bengals. One year it was almost like a play-in game at the end. They beat Cincinnati, then they turned around, and that was their first opponent, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was...
You just beat them, right?
Yeah,
In other words, I think they've had a... I don't know if they got their number, but I expect it to be a closer game than that. But they did beat New England.
Yeah, that's the other thing I could see.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, they did. Yeah,
they beat San Francisco too. I think at home.
Did they beat San Francisco at home? I don't know if they beat San Francisco at home. They beat Green Bay at home.
I think they did that too.
No, they did. I remember they did that.
Pretty sure they beat San Francisco. Yeah. That's the AFC domination of the NFC this year.
Them and the Colts, I think, are two great examples because the Colts went into San Francisco, beat them, hosted Seattle, beat them.
Went to San Diego and lost.
Again, I think that's because, I think that's because they went on two trips to the West Coast. That's tough.
True.
That's tough.
Well, I didn't expect a lot out of San Diego. I like the Jets. I didn't expect much out of them. I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. I think the Jets are in for a little bit of a letdown. They're going on the road against a good opponent after their Super Bowl. The key, every year the key is try and beat the Patriots. We're lucky if we get one. And usually it's at home. There are the occasional wins on the road.
Yeah.
You know, so if, you know, this one they really got up for.
Yeah, but if that was a 3 or 4 point game, I wouldn't be surprised. So 6.5 or whatever?
Yeah.
It might be too much wood. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Because this quarterback, Smith, You know, he's really coming along great.
No, he's doing
but
very
he's
well.
He's not making the same mistakes over and over again, which you can see where people hit a level and they can't improve over that.
Right.
So cool. I like his ability to improve.
Well, apparently after the Tennessee game, he went up to, because he had like 3 interceptions plus.
Right.
He had a horrid game. Apparently after the game, he went up to defense, all defensive players, and apologized.
Oh, so apologized.
Yeah, he took it on himself. I mean, first of all, that's leadership.
Right.
But also, that's
supposed
maturity.
To be. According to Rex, it's a tight unit.
The offense or the defense?
Well, the whole team.
I would think so. Rex isn't the type of guy, you know, say what you want about him, but he's not the type of guy to have really factions going on around the team. You know, all of us together, we're in it together.
Right.
Do you have any good bets for the week?
Well, I think we just went over them. I like Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Jets. And now what about the World Series? A prediction for that?
Boston. Let's call it 6 games. I think Boston's the more complete team. I think they have a better bullpen.
Well, they score runs.
Gotta
match that.
Yeah. I thought, you know, in the championship series against Detroit, Detroit had a better starting rotation. The way it was set up perfectly. Boston is to win 1 game, and they're going up against Scherzer and Verlander. Scherzer led the majors in wins this year, hands down the best pitcher of the season in the American League. He went game 6. If they would have won that game, game 7 against Verlander, who's been the best pitcher in the past 10 years, I think.
Weren't 2 of those games in the series 1-0?
Yeah, it had a record for most hitless innings in a championship game.
But they did a good job slowing down Boston.
Yeah, they did a great job.
All year they were able to put up runs.
Yeah, so I think it would have been just classic. It would have been reminiscent of 86 with the Astros and the Mets.
Well, I think all that constrained runs are going to come popping out on the Cardinals.
I think so. I really hope they do. But I could see it go 6 games. It's not going to be a sweep like it was in 04. I think that St. Louis has the ability to win a couple games, but not all of them.
Yeah, so they're an underdog.
St. Louis, yeah. Yeah, Red Sox are favored. I like Boston. I like Boston better to begin with, and I like the Red Sox better than the Cardinals.
I could see it happening. How the DH deficit will show.
It could. Yeah, they're talking about trying to, maybe they should put Ortiz at first base. Maybe they should just use him off the bench. They did something like that in 07. They swept the Rockies, so it didn't really matter. You know, they put Ortiz out there, but they still won. Because you put him at first base, then you take Napoli's bat out of the lineup, unless you put him behind the plate, which I can't remember the last time he was. Because he was a catcher previous to this season. So I don't know when the last time he was a catcher caught a game. So yeah, some to keep an eye out for. I like the Red Sox, though. I hope they win. I'd be very upset if the Cardinals win.
I like a longer series. 6 games is good. I don't like 4 or 5 games.
No, you don't want to. No, you want it interesting. Game 7 is the pinnacle.
Right.
You know, you want game 7.
Right.
But you'll be happy to get a game 6. And a close game 6. You don't want it to get game 6 and then it's a lopsided win.
I'll be watching.
Oh, I'll be checking it out for sure. So.
Okay, bud.
All right, bye, Dad. And with my fantasy football team last week, I had a big win, close to 20 points over my opponent. Luckily, my opponent's starting quarterback, Jay Cutler, left very early on in the game with an injury. Had Cutler stayed in, he probably would have gotten a lot more points. I was safe from that perspective. So now I'm 3-4 after starting the year very badly. I'm hoping that I can now reach 500, starting Aaron Rodgers, Mike Wallace, DeSean Jackson, and A.J. Green. I picked up Zach Stacy for St. Louis because I feel that now that Bradford's out, they're going to be running the ball a lot more, and he has been doing quite well over the last couple weeks. He's been building his fantasy resume, so I picked him up. I'm going to start him opposite Eddie Lacy. And Vernon Davis, of course, at tight end. With Garrett Hartley back after a bye week for my kicker. Mason Crosby filled in very well. And I'm going to stick with the hot hand of the San Francisco defense. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Please share with them. Please like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. Please find us on iTunes. Type in Everyman Sports into the search. Everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And if I don't talk to you before, happy Halloween.